The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Good morning, I'm Margie Ellisor, Fox 2 with your St. Louis news, driven by Bomarito Automotive Group. More young children can get the Pfizer COVID vaccine this weekend. SSM Health will have drive-through events from 8 to noon tomorrow. Families will need to make appointments. The shots will be at SSM Health St. Mary's Hospital in Richmond Heights and St. Joseph's Hospital in St. Charles. They'll also be available at SSM Health Medical Group locations in Wentzville, Florissant, and Sappington. Eight big cats at the St. Louis Zoo tested positive for the virus that causes COVID-19. The animals include two African lions, two snow leopards, two jaguars, a tiger, and a puma. No other zoo animals have symptoms. All of the cats received two vaccine doses specific for animals. In sports, the Blues hosted Nashville at Enterprise Center. Third period, the Blues down 3-2. Vladimir Tarasenko ties it up with the goal from a tight angle. This one goes into overtime, and the Predators' Matt Duchene scores to give Nashville a 4-3 win. The Blues face the 10-1 Carolina Panthers tomorrow night. From the Fox 2 Weather Department, we will have a cool and very windy day today with temps struggling to get into the upper 40s. The weekend will be dry, but the cool weather stays around as the temps will be in the 30s for the lows and mid-40s for the highs. Monday's high should top out at 50 degrees. Then we will have a nice rebound in temps early next week with mid to upper 60s on Tuesday and Wednesday, a chance of rain on Wednesday into Thursday night.